Okay, setting up a shoutcast server. I uninstalled mine, so we're gonna go through this from scratch and hope that it works. Now the catch is, you've got to edit this in Notepad or HJPad, because, well, if you don't, then things are gonna go awry. I'm sure you could probably edit it in Microsoft Word as long as you save it as a text file, but I'm not sure about that one. So I'm going to tab to where I keep my setup files.
Program.
There we go.
Shoutcast.
And what you're going to do is you're going to go to the www.shoutcast.com. You're going to go to the download link, and you're going to tab until you get to a download servers. I don't remember what the link is called, because it'll say, but you just got to look for some text accompanying the link. It's really actually very simple. And you agree to a license agreement and stuff, but I'm gonna walk you through the beginning of this, or what I can.
Shout.
And keep in mind that I use a different set of plugins for encoding, which I already go over how to set up in other tutorials, so I'm not even gonna link that. I might submit that later. So, or if you are subscribed to my podcast, you already have that. So if not, then I can probably hook them together sometime. But let's get on with this install. I'm going to hit enter on the install program.
Open file. Security warning dialog.
Okay. Apparently this company didn't, you know, pay a lot for Microsoft to say that this is okay, but it is okay. So I'm going to hit Alt-R for run.
Microsoft Shootcast 1.9.5 DNAS installer setup license agreement dialog.
And I'm going to tab.
I agree button.
I'm going to hit space on that.
I agree button.
Well, okay, I'm going to hit space a little harder on that.
Select the type of install combo box, B1 of 3.
I'm going to select the GUI. I'm going to arrow up and down through this combo box.
Console. Custom.
I'm not going to do custom because I haven't done it, so I'm going to do what I'm comfortable with. I'm going to hit home.
B.
The GUI.
B, GUI.
So I'm going to tab.
Preview, server key version checked, 1 of 3.
I'm going to down arrow.
Server console version not checked, 2 of 3. DNAS config files and readme checked, 3 of 3.
Now, I can't remember if I had the console last time.
Server console version not checked, 2 of 3.
I'm just going to check that.
Server console version checked, 2 of 3.
It's good to have everything. And just in case you need it, I'm going to hit tab.
Back button. Next button.
I'm going to hit space on next.
Destination folder edit, C, / program files, / shootcast.
That's good. I'm going to hit enter.
Microsoft Shootcast 1.9.5 DNAS installer setup dialog. SC serve new INI was added to your Shoutcast DNAS directory, and you will find new configuration options available to you. You should modify your existing SC serve INI to take advantage of the new options. OK button. Program.
OK. Now, this is the tricky part, because you've got to edit this next step in Notepad. I'm going to close out my directory here. I'm going to go to Start.
Start menu, Audacity,
Programs.
A. New torrent submenu.
And I'm going to sort these by name.
Leaving menus.
And I'm assuming you know how to do that, so I'm not going to really go over that. I'm going to hit S.
Some magic. SFARC. SFARC X. Shootcast.
There it is. I'm going to hit Enter.
Menu. Edit Shootcast DNAS configuration. E.
And that's the one I want. I'm going to hit Enter.
Leaving menus. SC serve. ID. Notepad. Edit.
Okay. This is going to be tough because, well, it doesn't look very friendly in Notepad. I'm just going to try and do this and see if it works. So I'm just going to start down arrowing.
Reserved. Last modified MAR 17-2004. If you want to manage multiple configurations, just copy this file to another name and run scserve with that name, such as scserve xsclete.conf required.
Which I don't, because I don't use two servers and I don't know how to do that. If someone knows how to do that, maybe they can supplement this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to down arrow.
Stuff max user, the maximum number of simultaneous listeners allowed, computer.
Okay.
Stuff max user, the maximum number of simultaneous listeners allowed, computer. Reasonable value for your available upstream bandwidth, i.e. if you have 256 kbps upload DSL and want to broadcast at 24 kbps, you would choose 256 kbps, 24 kbps equals 10 maximum listeners. Setting this value higher only wastes RAM and screws up your broadcast when more people connect than you can support. Max user equals 32. Password, while shootcast never.
Okay, this is messed up. It's not. What Notepad did was, nope. Notepad really messed this up. So I'm going to arrow down to the, you can leave the listeners at 32. I stream at 64 kbps, which is a very low quality bitrate, so that is actually going to serve me fine. So I'm going
to
arrow down.
Ask the listener for a password. A password is required to broadcast through the server and to perform administration via the web interface to the server.
Okay, we're going to go over administrative stuff later.
It's the same server your broadcaster will need to enter in the Shootcast source plugin for Winamp. This value cannot be blank. Password.
I'm going to cursor right.
A-O-T-S-P-E-L. Password equals change period. P-A-S-S-O-R-D equals C.
And I'm going to change this, so I'm going to select.
Changing semicolon. Selected.
Whoops.
Semicolon. E. Unselected.
Wow.
E. Select. E. M. M. Selected. E. Selected. E. Unselected. E. Selected.
They're really, really. I'm going to type in a new password. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to exit this. And I'm going to go into HJPAD.
Jaws 7, explore Jaws submenu, E, leaving menus, start button for screen sensitive help.
I'm going to do this in HJPAD because it's a lot easier to do, and that's how I did it last time. So I'm going to open the file.
Open doc.
Actually, no, what I'm going to do,
edit.
I changed my mind. I'm going to go into Note tab.
Native Ninjums, no IP, no tab, no IP,
if
duck,
I can
Internet Explorer,
find it.
Ninjums, no IP, no tab, lights up.
There it is.
No tab, light, and leaving menus.
No tab is a program like Notepad, but it's a lot easier to navigate stuff through. It doesn't mess you up.
Title is start button. Pedigree has just tip of the day. Title is tip of the day.
Alright.
Close button.
Let's close that.
No tab light. C / program files / shootcast / sc serve new ID foot software news and update.
Now, that happens to be the last file I opened in Notepad about a month ago. So I'm just gonna start arrowing down.
Level 1. Visit the Notab website.
Oh.
No tab light. C / lang. Port base. This is the IP port number. Lang password equals changeem.
Okay, this is it. And it does work great. So I'm gonna keep the listener count as I said before. And you're welcome to use Notepad or Notetab or HJPad, your favorite text editor that is accessible to you, that will not mess us up. So, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to change this password to something, well...
E-M, password equal, A-A-N-G-E-M, password equals D, R, D, E, C. Selected.
Something more.
Selected.
And what I don't like...
C.
Is...
Equals C.
It doesn't...
Selected.
Speak the text that's selected, but that's okay. I'm just going to change it here, and I'm not going to have keyboard echo on. So I'm going to type a new password right now. Now that I've done that.
Land.
I'm going to... Actually, yeah. Let's go down.
Land. Port base. This is the IP port number your server will run on. The value and the value 1 must be available. If you get a fatal error when the DNS is setting up a socket on startup, make machine is running on the same port, telnet locale list port number. If you get connection refused, then you're clear to use that port. Port may require root privileges on NIC machines. The default port is 8000. Port base equals 8000.
Okay. The rest of this should be fine. This is the main thing that I usually set up, so I'm going to save it. And exit.
Document.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to exit any open...
Title.
Windows, there we go. Now,
start
I'm
going
to go to Start, Programs.
New Torrent Submenu, New.
Shoutcast.
Symagix, SF, Shootcast DNAS Sub.
And hit Enter.
Edit Shootcast DNAS Configure.
Go down to the GUI.
Shootcast DNAS PS.
And you'll know when this works. If you see with your Jaws cursor, no source connected. So, I'm going to hit Enter.
Leaving menus, shootcast DNASP 05150616 25 main no band file found at C serve. Band 05150616 25 main no rip file found at C serve. Rip 05150616 25 main opening source socket. Zone alarm dialog. SC serve. Exit trying to act.
Okay, this is my firewall. Let me.
More info. Remember
this.
The setting. Checkbox not check. Check. Shootcast DNASP 05150616 25 sleeping 0 listener 0 unique. 05150616 25 sleeping 0 listener 0 unique. 0515.
Okay. Now.
05. Readme TXT.
Let's close this out.
Shootcast 0515 root jaws to PC 05.
Go to the bottom of the
05 bottom of 05150616 26 sleeping 0 listener 0 unique 05150616 PC Audacity.
The only way you're gonna see this working, if this is working, is if you go to Winamp and if you set up your encoders, which I've already done. So and you can also go on the system.
Select
tray.
The system tray icon dialog list box zone alarm 1 of 10. Jaws for win. You have new Skype.
Well, it usually is in there. I don't know what's going on, but
shoot.
Now, from within the menu, from within this GUI,
zero
you
five
can 0515 0616 26
sleeping 0 0515 0 less Less. 0, 5, 15, 0, 6, 16, 26, sleeping, 0, listeners, 0.
Okay, JAWS is not.
PC cursor, 0, 5, 15. Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog. List box, user verbosity. Shoot cast, 0, 5.
Well,
0,
there
5,
is a menu bar.
0, 5, 15, 0.
Which is, allows you to stop the server, hide the server, edit the configuration, and more. So,
shoot.
I'm going to close
0,
this out.
0, 5,
or try.
0, 5, 15, 0, 6, 16, 27, sleeping, 0, listeners, 0, 0, 5, 15, 0, 5, 15. 0515 05
All right.
05 desktop folder view list view taskbar shootcast DNASP button context menu shootcast DNASP button pressed root job properties defaults prop properties edits close symbol close symbol close symbol left mouse button leaving menus PC cursor
there.
Start Audacity
now it's done it's out but let me show you some of the other
start
files that you can edit.
Native Ninjums no IP no tab lights no tab
I'm once again going to use note tab.
Title is Audacity. Tip of the close button.
I've got to get rid of that tip of the day. Yes, I do.
Port base equals 8. Blank. Optional parameters.
These are parameters that you can set up on your own.
Blank. Login configuration. Blank. Log file.
I'm just
file to use for login.
Down.
Can the apostrophe dev null or none? Or empty to turn off login. The default is S on mixed systems. Or empty to turn off login. The default is SC serve log. On mixed systems or scserve dir backslash scserve log on Win32. Note on Win32 systems if no path is specified the location is in the same dir as the executable on mixed systems it is in the current directory. Log file equals scserve log.
Okay, that's fine.
Blank. Real-time displays a status line that is updated every second. With the latest information on the current stream mix and Win32. Console systems only. Real-time equals 1. Blank. Real-time equals...
And I'm going to disable that.
1.
By putting a zero there.
Blank. Screen log controls whether login is printed to the screen or not. On Nix and Win32 console systems, it is running servers in background without their own terminals. Default is 1. Screen log equals 1. Blank. Show last song specifies how many songs to listen to played. HTML. Page. The default is 10. Acceptable entries are 1 to 20. Show last songs equals 10.
I'm going to leave that.
Blank. TCH log decides whether or not the DNAS log file should track IP. Directory touches, adds and removes still appear regardless of the setting. Default is yes. TCH log equals yes.
And I'm going to leave that as alone.
Blank. Weblog decides whether or not hits to HTTP on this DNAS will be logged. Most people leave this off because the DSP plugin uses HTTP calls to update titles and get the listener count, which takes up a lot of log space eventually if you want to see people making hits on your admin guy or index pages. Turn this back on. Note that the counters for hits to HTTP pages. Default is no. Weblog equals no.
I'm going to leave that as is. I'm just going to read my paragraph now.
Weblog decides whether or not hits to HTTP on this DNA. W3C enable terms on W3C logging. W3C logs contain HTTP D-like accounts of every track played for every listener, including byte counts those listeners took. This data can be parsed with tools like Analog and Web Trends or given to third parties like Arbitron and Measurecast for their reporting. Systems default is yes enabled.
And I'm going to arrow to, go to the next paragraph.
W3C log describes the name of the log file for W3C logging. Default log file is SCW3C log in the same directory wherever the DNAS gets started from. W network configuration.
All right, here we go with the fun stuff.
SRCIP, the interface to listen for source connections on or to make relay connections on if relaying, can and usually will be in your 127.0.0.1, making it 127.0.0.1 will keep other machines from being able to broadcast using your shoutcast server. SRCIP equals any. Test IP, IP to listen for clients on and to contact if shoutcast.com, can and usually will be any if your machine has multiple IP addresses, set this to...
Now, this can, you can change these options if you feel like it, if you want to, if you have a different setup than mine, but I'm going to skip down here.
Ebert, port to connect to IP. Relay port and relay server specify. Send. Send. Blank. Blank. Blank.
Ah.
Blank. Blank. Send. Blank. 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 Blank.
Well.
Blank. Send. Send.
Alright, what's going on?
Title is the special one. No tap.
Ah, that's what's going on. I was in the wrong window.
Server configuration. Admin password. This password is auto-dump. Auto-dump use. Admin password. This password, if specified, changes the behavior of password to be a broadcast-only password and limits HTTP administration tasks to the password specified. Here, the broadcaster with the password above can still log in and view connected users, but only the admin password will grant the right to kick, ban, and specify reserve hosts. The default is undefined. Password allows control for both source and admin. Admin password equals adminbus.
So, you can do that. And I probably will walk you through this when I come back to it. But let me...
Auto-dump users controls whether listeners are disconnected if the source stream disconnects. The default is 0. Auto-dump users equals 0. Auto dump source time specifies how long in seconds the source stream is allowed to be idle before the server disconnects it. 0 will let the source stream idle indefinitely before disconnecting. The default is 30. Auto dump source time equals 30. Allowed to be idle. Auto dump source time equals land.
Change that to 0 because
land. 0.
People might want to disconnect on their own slowly as the stream ends. I found this to be the case, so let me arrow down.
Content dir specifies the directory location on disk of where to stream. On-demand content from subdirectories are supported as of DNS 1.8.2. Default is content, meaning a directory name content in the same directory as where scserve was invoked from. Content dir equals content.
And I don't do this because I use my WinApp plugin to stream. So this is not necessary. I'm going to read by paragraph.
Intro file can specify an MP3 file that will be streamed to listeners right when they connect before they hear the live stream. Note that the intro file must be the same sampler rate channels as the live stream in order for this to work properly. Although bitrate can vary, you can use %d to specify the bitrate in the file name, i.e. c/intro%d. MP3 would be c/intro64. MP3 if you are casting at 64 kbps. The default is no intro file. Intro file equals c/intro%d. MP3. When they connect, note live vary, you can i.e. see the default is no intro
now,
file.
Now, I do have an intro.
Intro file equals c/blank. Intro
so
file equals c.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to vary that.
The special. No tab light. The special. Audacity.
Okay, sorry about that. Let me all tap back
no tab.
To the. Now, I do have an intro.
Mystery Girl Exos intro file equals C.
So, I am going to.
Audacity.
First, disable something here. Okay.
No tab.
Now, let's tab back. I do have an intro file.
Intro file equals C.
And I'm going to put the path in right now.
MP3.
It is an MP3 file.
Period. %d. Period. %d. O. Period. Intro file equals c/intro64. MP3.
There it is.
Blank. Backup file can specify an MP3 file that will be streamed to listeners over and over again when the source stream disconnects. Auto dump users must be 0 to use this feature. When the source stream reconnects, the listeners are rejoined into the live broadcast. Note that the backup file must be the same sampler rate channels as the live stream in order for this to work properly. Although bitrate can vary, you can use %d to specify the bitrate in the file name. i.e. c/backup%d. MP3 would be c/backup32. MP3. The default is no backup file. Backup file equals c/intro%d. MP3.
And I do have a backup file.
3pm. Period. D. Period.
Let's see if I can remember the name of it.
D. Backup file equals c. O. R. T. R. O. Period. Backup file equals c/intro m o period. Selected. Nothing selected. Backup file equals c/good mp3. Backup file equals c/goodbye mp.
I'll have to check on spelling on that, but you get the idea.
Space d o.
Let me add the bit right here.
D b y period.
And I'll arrow down.
Land. Title format specifies a format string for what title is sent to the listener.
I leave that alone.
Title format specifies a format string for what title. URL format specifies a format string for what URL is sent to the listener. Behaves like.
That's fine.
Public server can be always, never, or default to default. Any setting other than default will override the public status of the source plugin or of a shootcast server that is being relayed. Public server equals default.
I'll down it. I'll read the next paragraph.
Allow relay determines whether or not other shootcast servers will be permitted to relay the server. The default is yes. Allow relay equals yes.
And.
From allow to list the server in the shootcast directory. Allow public relay when set to no will tell any relaying servers not to list the server in the shootcast directory non-public. Provide the relaying server's public flag is set to default. The default is yes. Allow public relay equals yes.
Well, I'll leave this alone. I'm gonna hit
blank. Allow public relay blank.
Next paragraph.
Meta interval specifies how often in bytes metadata sent. You should really leave this at the default of 8192, but the option is provided anyway. Meta interval equals 8192.
I like the fact that they comment this, so that if you're new to this, you can really read and understand what's going on. I'm going to arrow down by paragraph.
Access control. Listener timer is a value in minutes of maximum permitted time for a connected listener. If someone is connected for longer than this amount of time in minutes, they are disconnected. When undefined, there is no limit defined. Default is undefined. Listener timer equals 600. Man file is the text file. Blank. Listener timer equals 600. Blank. Period. D-E-A-I-E. D-N-U. Space S. Space U-N-D-E-F-I-E-D. Period. Blank. Semicolon. There is no limit defined. Default is undefined. Amount of time in minutes they are disconnected when undefined. A connected listener. If someone is connected for longer than this amount of time in minutes they are disconnected when undefined. There is no limit defined. Default is undefined. Listener timer equals 600.
Okay, 600 minutes should be way. That's enough, but you can change that to undefined. I'm going to arrow down paragraph.
Man file is a text file scserve reads and writes to from. For the list of clients prohibited to connect to this server, it's automatically generated via the web interface. Man file equals scserve. Man.
I'm going to arrow down.
RIP file is the text file SCServe reads and writes to from, for the list of client IPs which are always permitted, to connect to the server useful for relay servers. This file, RIP only when set to yes, will only allow IP addresses listed in the reserved IP list to connect and relay. All other connections for listening will be denied. This is really only useful for servers whose sole purpose is to provide the primary feed to all public relays. Setting this value to yes also forces the server into private mode, since listing the server in the directory would be pointless. Default is no. RIP only equal. Extended logging.
Now, there's extended logging features which I can change, but I'm just going to save this. And I'm going to close it out.
Audacity.
And the only way that you find out if this works is to actually start your Shoutcast server. And see if it works. Use your plugin to hook up to your Shoutcast server. Remember to leave it as localhost. Enter your password that you assigned. And enter the correct port number. So your username, your user, your internet address will be localhost, your port, and your password, and then you configure your other settings in your plugin accordingly. I might do the server settings later when I get the time, but for now, I might be back. Okay, I got it working after all. What you need to do is you've got to uninstall the you can't install the console because it creates a disaster as you saw. So I'm
title.
In
encoders.
I'm in the server monitor right now, and I can actually go into my system tray.
Select the system tray icon dialog list box. Shootcast server 032 users no source V1.
And I can actually go to my menu bar.
Menu bar kill server V1.9.5 Win32 Alt plus K.
This will kill the server. It is up, but there's no source because I did not do my encoders at all. I'm gonna right arrow.
Hide monitor V1.9.5 Win32 Alt plus H.
This will hide the monitor into the system tray, which I recommend if you are doing this and you don't want to see it. You can just look in your system tray and see how many people are listening. I'm gonna right arrow.
Edit log V1.9.5 Win32 Alt plus L.
This will put it in Notepad, which I don't recommend because, as you saw, it's a mess. Use NoteTab or whatever text editor you want. You could try Microsoft Word just to play and have fun if it works. I'll be very surprised if it works. I am going to right arrow.
Edit config V1.9.5 Win32
okay.
Alt plus C. Edit log V1. Edit config V1.9.5 Win32 Alt plus C. About V1.9.5 Win32 Alt system V1.9.5 kill server V1.9.5
okay,
Win edit log V1.9.
I made a mistake. This is edit log. This lets you. Well, let's take a look at it. Let's hit enter.
Leaving menu bar SC serve log.
If you want to read the log, which is really boring, I'll just start reading.
02220617 53 shootcast DNAS Win32 V1.9.5 Tech 27 2004 starting up 02220617 left bracket main.
It gives you your statistics. So what I'm gonna do. I already have a dynamic update for no IP. So I'm going to start that up.
List. Short. Splash.
I'm going to wait for it to disappear.
Title is NoSelf.
It's gone. Now, to access your configurations, to look at the server, to see if it really is working, you go to Run.
Run dialog.
And you type in your IP address, or in my case, my fixed name that I got from noip.org. So I'm going to do that. And I don't have Keyboard Echo on. Okay, what I did was after the ending, I put a colon. And I put my port number, which I'm broadcasting on. Or not broadcasting in this case, because I'm not set up to do it. So I'm going to make sure that is right. Let me just
faster.
Speed up Jaws faster. A bit. Okay, that's
slower.
Right.
Slower, 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 slower.
I'm going to hit enter.
Desktop, folder view, list view, short. Microsoft Internet Explorer. Page has 8 links. Shootcast administrator.
And I'm on. I'm in. So, what I'm going to do And this is where your password comes in, the one that you configured. I'm gonna...
Shootcast server version 1.9.5 status link. Song history link. Listen link. Stream URL link. Admin login link.
I'm gonna go to the admin login link.
Title is Shootcast Administrator, Microsoft Internet.
Okay.
Password, password edit. Admin.
Okay.
Password.
The username always
password.
Stays the same, so I'm gonna type in my... I'm gonna type it again, actually, because
selected.
I made a mistake.
Remember my password, checkbox checked. Okay, but remember my password, okay,
and you can have this checked, you can have it unchecked, it doesn't really matter. But, I'm gonna hit, okay button.
Password, password edit.
Well,
connect to Mary, no import dialog, password, password edit.
Well,
Lang.
It's supposed to work.
NoSoft Shoutcast, Shoutcast. Winamp 5.2 encoders. Connect to Mary, NoSoft Shoutcast.
Let me pause this and see what's going on here. Okay, I saw what the problem was. Okay, sorry about that. So what I'm gonna do is I am going to Alt-Tab back.
Winamp 5.2, connect to Mary, NoSoft.
Into the thingy. And
password.
I'm going to clear out the password that's already there. It's best to paste it in because you can make a mistake like I did. So I'm going to paste it in.
Paste it from clipboard.
And I am going to hit the OK button.
Page has two headings and one link. Heading the page cannot.
Well,
cannot.
Yeah, I know the page can't be displayed because there's nothing connected. But basically, you would get a whole list of... things that you would connect to. you would get a listener count, you would get the IPs of the listeners you're looking at if you wanted them, and that's basically how you run your Shoutcast server. Keep in mind that your RAM has to be just right to do it. You could probably run it on 256 megs of RAM, but your listener count would have to be very, very low, and you would probably have to stream at a very low bitrate. I go over in another segment how to set up encoders, or at least my encoders, which are the SAM encoders from Spatial Audio. You can listen to that once I get a chance to upload it, or if you are subscribed to my podcast,
wireless network connection is not-
you can actually subscribe to that. And grab it, but I might splice it in, I might just upload it as a second part. So good luck setting up your Shoutcast server, and I'm sorry about all the problems that I had, but I wanted you to see this in real time, me setting it up for the first time after not doing it in a few months, and this is me signing out.